Welcome, everyone. There's that beautiful line in O Holy Night, a weary world rejoices. So we want to bring some joy to the weary world and talk about Christmas this episode.
Merry Christmas.
Good to have you here. I know everyone is busy with festivities, whether you're celebrating with family this Christmas or not. It is all around us.
I know I am.
You are. Yeah. You're in a frizzy.
Yeah.
It's sometimes a good kind of busy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it brings me to a lot of memories. Some of them are funny. I remember one year I was doing a candlelight service Christmas Eve. And we had communion, and one of the traditions in that church was to bring an offering to the manger, and they put money in the offering. And this little five-year-old, you know, in the Methodist church, there's no limit to the age you can have communion. And this five-year-old had the money in his hand, and his mother saw he still had the money in his hand after he had communion. And she said, "You go and put that in a manger." Well, he didn't know what a manger was, so he ran back down there. He pulled the communion steward's hand down with the chalice, and he dumped in all his coins into the chalice. So everyone said, it tasted a little metallic. It didn't, but it was quite fun. He was given his offering. He just didn't know where to put it.
Sure.
And another thing I remember, one Christmas I was setting up a nativity scene, a creche in our church, and we unpacked carefully with the little styrofoam peanuts all of the wise men and the camels and the sheep and the shepherds and Mary and Joseph, and it was just lovely. And we thought, something is missing. I don't know what. We kept looking at it. Then we realized it was the baby Jesus. So we searched in the styrofoam peanuts, and we found the baby Jesus. Just reminds me, and all the trappings and all the things, the cookies and the Christmas trees and the celebrations and the shopping, to not forget the baby Jesus and all the trappings.
Beautiful story. I was thinking about a story from when I was a kid, Grace United Methodist Church, and they had these huge wreaths that they put up behind the altar. They were huge, like 6 feet across, you know, and much of the congregation would come. We'd all get loppers and clippers, and then we'd go for a hike in the mountains nearby and just collect greens from whatever pine tree we came across, and then brought all that back, and then in the fellowship hall, everybody cut all the greens down, and then with floral wire and everything, wired it all to this to these huge wreaths. They were like metal, I don't know what you call them.
That's beautiful. I love the natural greens to decorate. When I was a child, we were kind of like the Waltons. We had some land, and we would go and cut down our own Christmas tree, the whole family. My oldest sister always took the most time because she wanted the perfect tree. No, not that one, Dad. And it was really fun. So the whole family would go and cut down a tree and bring it in the house. What a memory that was for us.
As a kid, I would be too anxious for Christmas, and my mom wouldn't let us put up the tree until, you know, a week or so before. And I'd always go out and find some little pine tree and make my own little
Christmas. Make your own. Well, that's lovely. I was thinking of just traditions that we had in my family. Some of them were so simple, but just such fun. We made our own garland with popcorn and cranberries. Mm. We wove them through with a needle and thread and made our own edible garland to put around the tree, and it was just so much fun. We made hot chocolate with the real milk and cocoa, and it was such a great memory to prepare and the anticipation it created.
Yeah, you can floss your teeth too while you're eating the string.
Oh, so there we go. I remember one year my dad was a shift worker, so he was not home yet, and it was Christmas morning. We all wanted to go and open presents, but Mom did not want to go before he got home, and so we had to wait, and we waited in a line, and the hallway so that we wouldn't see the presents around the tree. Mm-hmm. And we were impatiently waiting. And then he came home, and it was just, I can't remember anything I got. I just remember the joy of being able to come down the hall.
Nice. Well, I do remember a story that Dad was in the Navy, and the first time that I ever met Santa was at a submarine, naval party. And I remember, wasn't too excited about this, but you went up and you sat on Santa's lap, and they gave you a brown paper bag that had an orange in it, a bag of peanuts unshelled, and then there was a little toy there. Actually, I do remember I liked the toy, but it was like one of those balsa wood airplanes with the rubber bands that
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's my...
I remember those. What a great memory.
Mm-hmm.
It's those little things that we never had, you know, expensive gifts. It was just fun opening something and that was under the tree.
I was looking online, and I found some cute things to share with everybody. And one of them, which I'm going to play after this, is children telling the story of Christmas.
Wonderful.
And, in their own words.
Yes. Yes.
Found this this little story put together by Ephrata Community Church. I have to share this.
Oh, yes. We hope you enjoyed just a little Christmas music and a Christmas cheer with you. I know you have your own memories, and so we just want to say Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, and I hope you'll enjoy the music that follows here. Maybe you'll take some time and just sit and relax and remember some of your happy Christmases.
The angel Gabriel came to Mary. What is this light doing in my house? And then like an angel showed up and was like, what do you want with me?
Don't be afraid, Mary. You're going to have a baby.
And then he said, you will give birth to baby Jesus. Okay. I'm very excited about this. I'm very happy, too.
And then it just went away. And then the angel showed up to Joseph.
Mary's not lying. You're going to have a baby.
You should get married to Mary. Take care of her and keep her safe from anything.
And Joseph took his wife, Mary, to Bethlehem, and she was pregnant.
Mary was riding on a donkey.
Or a camel. Or a tiny horse with a cart. Aw, he's so cute. Are we there yet? Oh, wow, this is a really bumpy ride.
They got there and there were no rooms for them.
I saw things really busy. Can you check in back later?
Can't you see the sign? No rooms.
We have no rooms. I think there's a conference or like a census or something.
They kept going to like every inn, and we're just like, can we have like a place to sleep because she's having a baby? And then like everyone was saying no, but one inn's just like,
I'm sorry, all our rooms were full, but I do have a stable that you could use. It's the best I can offer. She gave birth to him in a stable, and she put him in swaddling clothes and put him in a manger.
Gerald, I'm a black sheep and a white sheep. Cows, chicken, horses, rabbits, a zebra, and a hippo.
A lion.
The stable was really stinky.
And then angels appeared to shepherds out in some fields nearby.
Our shepherds were freaked out because they never saw angels or anything.
And they said, don't be afraid. I have good tidings of great joy. That will be for all the people.
There's a baby in a, what was it called? In swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
And then a whole bunch of angels came and sang the song,
Gloria. In excelsis Deo.
Meh.
So the first
shepherd probably said, like, this, like, angel, like, what he's saying is, like, really cool. Like, maybe we should, like, go and see the manger. And then the second shepherd was just, like, oh, yeah, like, agreeing with him. And then the third shepherd was, like, so excited. He already ran off to go.
And they went through some bushes and mud.
They probably saw some cactuses.
Camped out for a night or two.
And then
a star appeared and the wise man said,
"Wow, that's a really, really big star."
"Yeah, that's really bright. Let's go follow it."
We should bring gifts.
The wise man followed the star to his stable and brought gifts for the baby.
Gold, frankincense, and fur.
I'll give him some money maybe, and I'll give him some hugs.
I'd give definitely a lot of hugs.
I'll give him a horse.
I would give him a doll set.
I'll give him a toy set.
A rattle.
Diapers for the baby.
My Thomas toy.
The wise men bring gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and they bowed down and they worshipped him.
Your baby's so beautiful.
That's baby Jesus. That's Jesus.
Yay, I'm so glad I could be here.
Oh, I think you're cute.
I love you, baby Jesus.
I love you, you're the best.
You're the best baby in the whole world.
You're so beautiful and nice, and I know you're gonna grow to be someone really cool, and I know you're gonna die on the cross for us, so forgive my sins and stuff.
Probably, I think you'd be the best king in the world.
We love you, Jesus. We're so glad that you came to the earth.
Thank you.
It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas once
Cheer from everywhere, feeling Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man, but you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. Over the ground lies a mantle of white, a heaven of diamonds shine down through the night. Two hearts are thrilling in spite of the chilling weather. Love knows no season, love knows no clime. Romance can blossom any old time. Here in the open, we're walking and hoping. Together, 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 together. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He's singing a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman until the other kiddies knock him down. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though your nose gets a chillin', we'll frolic and play the Eskimo way. Walking in the winter wonderland. Walking in the winter wonderland. Winter wonder, winter wonderland. Winter, winter wonder, wonderland.
Ooh, Merry Christmas.
Christmas comes this time each year.
And a real famous cat, all dressed up in red. And he spends the whole year working out in his sled. It's the little Saint Nick. It's the little Saint Nick. Just the little bobsled we call it old Saint Nick. But she'll walk a toboggan with a four-speed stick. She's candy apple red with a ski for a wheel. And when Santa hits the gas, man, just watch her feel.
No one.
And hauling through the snow at a frightening speed, with a half a dozen deer with a Rudy to lead. He's gotta wear his goggles, cause the snow really flies. And he's cruising every path with a little surprise. It's the little Saint Nick.
Christmas comes this time each year.
Ooh, Merry Christmas.
Christmas comes this time each year.
Ooh, Merry Christmas.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. Oh, night divine, oh, night divine.
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A song, high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea. With a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? In your palace warm, mighty king, do you know what I know? A child, shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say. The child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light. Do you hear what I hear? Do you hear what I hear?
To free your captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice.
Boom. the herald angels sing.